Welcome to God First with Brian C. Thomas, a program committed to encouraging you to put God first while viewing life through the window of the Bible. Now, in honor of the one and only true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, let's join Brian C. Thomas for today's message.
Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My name is Brian Thomas, and it is always a joy and a privilege to join you each week on the God First program, and I want to thank you for tuning in with me. Well, this year we are in the year of 2021. 2020 is behind us, and I can recall so many people as we were approaching the end of 2020, and they were saying they just could not wait for the year to be over because of all the things that were happening on the negative front. And I sort of had to forewarn some people that, well, it would be nice if we could get a clean slate whenever the calendar year turns over. Things could start all over brand new, but it doesn't quite work that way. And I don't mean to be a pessimist, but oftentimes problems that we have in the previous year will carry over into the next year. And if you look at things from the standpoint of COVID-19 and the political climate, you can make a case that, well, things in 2021 are off to a worse start than what we had in 2020. But on that note, I have with me special guest joining me by phone, Pastor Bill Jenkins, and he is here to talk about this upcoming year, 2021. He is the founder and senior pastor of Destiny Land Christian Center in Rancho Cucamonga, California. And I always love stating the name of that church and city. He is a television and radio host, award-winning author, and is rapidly becoming known as an apostle of God with a prophetic voice. He also married his beautiful wife, Britton, in 1998, and they have three sons, Bryce, Brock, and Brady. So, Pastor Bill, it's always an honor and a joy to speak with you. I want to thank you for coming on the program today.
Hey, my brother. Thanks for having me. Looking forward to releasing the prophetic word to the people who are listening to you today.
Awesome. Awesome. So we are discussing today your book, The 2021 Prophetic Almanac. So where I want to begin is, can you speak to God's prophetic plan and vision for 2021 as you have referenced in your book?
Yeah, well, one of the things that I do is I break down the numbers that are in the Bible. There's 31,102 verses in the Bible. Every verse is important, and if every verse is important, every word is important. So when a name, a color, place, a person, or a number is mentioned, then it's in there for a reason. It's not just thrown in there to accent it or just to bring a little bit more interest to that scripture. And so what I do is I look at the number in the Bible, and most people have heard of the Farmer's Almanac, right? But This is the prophetic almanac. This is the spiritual equivalent to the Farmer's Almanac, where I release a vision to the people of God based upon the important number for that year and how it is mentioned and when it is mentioned and what it revolves around when it is mentioned in the Bible.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So on that note, is there meaning behind the number 21? Because we are in now 2021. I know 2020, a lot of people were saying 2020 has to be the year of vision. So now 2021. So do you find there is special meaning behind that, behind the number of 21 in the Bible?
Yeah, when you see the number 21, it really revolves around four things. Now, here's the thing. Number 21 is only mentioned four times, and it revolves around four different things. So it revolves around sin, number one. And so, you know, that's not really a great thing, right? We talk about sin, and we say, wow. But I believe that, you know, God is going to use this to turn the world and the church back to him in a just awesome way. See, I think people are going to get sick of sin. We're going to hear things, read about things. People are going to participate in stuff. They're going to hear it on the news, and you're going to get so sick. But when you see 21, it revolves around sin. You have the first king of Israel, the last king of Judah. Both were participating in 21 different sins. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, you have 21 sins of the last day. So it's going to be a year where things aren't just going to necessarily by osmosis get better. You're going to have some things end up getting worse in 2021. Because the Bible says the cup of iniquity must be full before the Lord comes back. And then it's about judgment. Now, you remember in the summertime, right? People are saying, what do we want? Justice, when do we want it? Now? Well, I don't know if everybody understands what justice means. Justice is getting what you deserve. Now, right. If you are doing good, hey, you want justice to come your way. I've sown, I've planted, I've done right. Hey, bring justice to me. But if you've done bad, the last thing you want is justice, but this is a year of justice and judgment. Even in Revelation, you see from chapter 5 through chapter 20 where people are going through the tribulation period, there are actually 21 different judgments. And then you have adulthood. You know, when somebody turns 21, they're supposed to become an adult, right? Well, that don't always happen because sometimes we got immature adults. And the difference between babies and adults is that adults work, babies create work. And so if you want to know where you're at, sort of on that scale, if you're a baby or adult spiritually, just ask yourself, am I working for the Lord to build a kingdom, or am I creating work for other people who are building the kingdom? And this has to be a year we grow up before we go up. We have to be more spiritually mature. We can't be an adult and still act like a baby. I don't drink out of a bottle. You know, nobody has to change my diaper. I'm a grown man. Mm-hmm. And so we need to get to the point where, you know, we're growing up and we're able to handle things and process things better in 2021 than we did in 2020. It really revealed a lot of immaturity if you think about it, because God is more interested in building character than he is meeting our need. So that's not good for people, right? Because what happens is we want God to meet our need. We want him to fix the problem. But yet God's saying, no, I'm building character. And what happens is when you go through things like what we went through in 2020, it doesn't build character as much as it reveals the character and shows what needs to be changed. And last of all, 21 is about breakthrough. You see Daniel, Daniel chapter 10, he prayed and fasted for how many days? 21 days. And finally, the angel came down and said, hey, from the very first day, thou set thy heart to understand, I was sent for thy word. So we have sin, judgment, adulthood, and breakthrough. Those are the four things that the number 21 means when it's mentioned in the word of God.
Awesome. And as you were speaking, a few things came to mind. I graduated. My undergraduate degree in college is in mathematics. So by nature, I'm a numbers guy. I love numbers. And then on top of that, when it comes to the Bible, I certainly agree with you. There is very important significance to numbers in the scriptures. And I love what you stated about justice, because there are, again, people out there and they're claiming we need justice. Justice should be served. And to your point, that when we are doing things that are not right, yeah, justice can come, but it's not going to come in a manner in which we'll be happy with. And that points to Galatians, the book of Galatians, in which our Lord says, you reap what you sow. And if you sow a good seed, you will reap a good harvest. But if you sow a bad seed, you will reap a bad harvest. And so I'm very glad that you touched on it and framed it in that way, because I think oftentimes when people think about justice, they are not really thinking about, well, what is it that we really deserve? Because more times than not, what we really deserve is not good. So I'm so glad that you spoke of it from that standpoint. And also from the standpoint of people need to be prepared for suffering, be prepared for pain, because I often hear out there those with a prophetic voice, and it seems as though they only speak about positive things happening. They speak about prosperity in the new year and all these great things. But the Bible makes it clear that being a follower of Jesus Christ means that there is suffering. We have to be long suffering, just as our Lord was. But the reward is going to come if we do not grow weary.
Yeah. And, you know, justice is probably one of the things that people really don't understand the most. We cry out for it all summer long. People in the streets throughout America were crying for justice. And I heard the Lord say, as I was preparing for 2021, he said, this is a year of judgment. This is a year of justice. You're going to get what you deserve. Think about this. The opposite of justice is mercy. Mercy is when we don't get what we deserve. Most of the time, people are praying for mercy, but this past year in 2020, people were crying out for justice. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, this is a year you're going to get justice. Now, I have to be honest with you. You know, I try to live right. You know, I guess I'm not perfect, but man, you know, I got a little scared when the Lord spoke that to me. And one night, when I was awake and I'm crying out to the Lord, he said, what do you have to worry about? You know, if you haven't done anything wrong, you have nothing to worry about. So be at peace knowing that mercy and grace are going to chase you down. There's good things coming your way if you've done right. If you haven't done right, then you're going to feel the judgment and you're going to experience judgment, justice in your life. And so I think it was very appropriate. Everything that happened last year was a setup for God for this year. So it wasn't a wasted year. It wasn't wasted or downtime. It was really an opportunity for us to sort of reset our life, prioritize our life, and prepare ourselves for the last and final days of the Lord to do what we need to do to build the kingdom and, you know, to really be more successful than we've ever been before with the Lord leading the way as we put him number one in our life.
Yeah, well said. I agree with you totally. And you know, as we were going into last year, into 2020, so many people were saying 2020 is a year of vision. It's going to bring great clarity. And I definitely think that happened. But when people were going into it, I think they didn't imagine it happening in the way that it did. But I think God exposed a lot of things, even within the church. And to your point, when you talk about wrongdoing and there's going to be justice for it as a nation, when we glorify sexual immorality, when we glorify killing of the unborn, God is going to bring judgment for that. He's not going to just sit back and wink, and he's going to bring judgment. He's going to bring justice. And I definitely think we are reaping what we have sown in that sense. But I totally agree with what you stated in that. If we as individuals are standing true to the word of God, we are fighting for the life of the unborn, and we are fighting for biblical marriage, and we are doing the things that the word of God says to do, we don't have to be worried about it. God is going to take care of us. And I truly believe, as you said, we are living in the season of the Lord's return. And I think it won't be very long before we're going to see him coming back for his chosen ones who he has called out to be separated from the world.
Yeah, and I think you're right on. You know, the scripture you said, you reap what you sow. It's coming. You know, your payment's coming due here in 2021. So if you've done well, hey, get ready, man. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fear. Just like the Bible said, Daniel, the angel told Daniel from the very first day thou set thy heart to understand, you know, I was sent for thy word. But the prince of Persia, well, what's the prince of Persia? The prince of Persia is a spirit of delay. How many things have been delayed in our lives? And they've really been put off more because of us than God. But this is a year the payment comes due. This is a year when you're going to have to understand if you've been waiting for something, believing for something, if you've been putting the effort in, you're going to get it. And you know what? People may be mad at you because you're getting good things. Mm-hmm. But that's not your fault. You've been doing the right thing. So, hey, embrace it. Take it on. Never apologize for it. But if you haven't been, I'll tell you what, man, I really have been praying for people to really get right with the Lord because this is a year when the payment becomes due. We forget that scripture in Romans that says the wages of sin is death. Mm-hmm. This is the year you're going to have to pay up. And I think we're going to see that in every area. I think we're seeing chaos and confusion. A year ago, you know, before the year started, I told you there was going to be change, that 2020 was a year of change. At the end of 2019, when I wrote my book, 2020 Vision, I said, this is a year of change, and it's coming and knocking on everybody's door. It will miss no one. It's going to hit the White House and your house. And everybody, they blew it off. But after a while, in the middle of the year, they said, wow, look at this word. And you have people all over the world begin to see that in there, and they begin to say, wow, you know, this is hitting everybody. This isn't just a few. This isn't just some. This pandemic is hitting everybody, and not just in America, but throughout the world. And so we saw that 2020 is a year of change. And so God has given us that opportunity. Now is the time for us to experience whatever justice we deserve is the judgment we're going to get.
Amen. Well said. You definitely hit the nail right on the head concerning the year 2020 in your book. And concerning the book that we are speaking on today, 2021 Prophetic Almanac, we'll speak to the listeners at the end of the program as to how they can get a copy of each of those. If you're just now joining us, I am speaking with Pastor Bill Jenkins, pastor of Destiny Land Christian Center, and we're discussing his book, The 2021 Prophetic Almanac, concerning what to look for concerning this upcoming year. Don't go away. We're going to take a short break, but on the other side of this announcement, we'll conclude with today's program on 2021, The Prophetic Almanac. You are tuned in to the God First program.
You are listening to Brian C. Thomas on God First. For more of Brian's teachings, please visit godfirst.org to browse our extensive library of material. There you will find devotionals, blogs, articles, and audio messages available as MP3 downloads on various topics such as salvation, Bible prophecy, marriage, and the significance of blessing Israel, just to name a few. You can also sign up for our monthly newsletter and visit our web store. So please visit us at godfirst.org. Now, let's return to the conclusion of today's message.
Welcome back to the God First program. My name is Brian Thomas, and if you are just now joining us, you can listen to this message in its entirety by visiting our website, godfirst.org. That's GOD1ST.org. You can also write to us at God First Bible Fellowship, P.O. Box 266, Nightdale, North Carolina, 27545. Okay, so we're going to pick back up, Pastor Bill, with the question of concerning 2021. Do you think God has any specific commands for the church in this upcoming year?
Yeah, I absolutely do. One of the parts of my book that I love the most is when I go through the Old and the New Testament and I allow it to speak to us. So my book has a lot of different things. For instance, if you're born on the 21st day of the month, there's a whole chapter for you on characteristics of the 21st day people, is what I call them, the scriptures. I give a prophetic word to America. I give you fun facts about the number 21. I give you a preview of the year. And my favorite part is always when I allow the Old and the New Testament to speak. For instance, what I do is I go to every book of the Bible that has a chapter 21 in it, and then I give you an overview of exactly what is in there. So like Genesis 21 is about patiently awaiting the promise. You know, finally, Abraham and Sarah got the promise of their son in Genesis 21. You're going to get your promise this year. You're going to get what you deserve this year. Exodus 21 is about thinking before you acting. Leviticus 21 is about leading with integrity. Numbers 21, one of the best chapters in the entire Bible, is about deliverance. Deuteronomy 21 is about working together. Joshua 21 is about prophesying to your city. One of the greatest revelations that you can ever learn is learning how to prophesy to your city and prophesying over your city. And so what I do is I take you on a journey, give you a summary of every single book of the Bible that has a chapter 21 in it, and that sort of is a message for us. So when you go like to the New Testament and you see Matthew 21, it's about cleansing the temple. God wants us to cleanse our temples individually, and he wants us to cleanse our temples corporately. Whatever is hidden is going to be revealed. Whatever done in secret is going to come out in the open in 2021. So be ready. And so I take you on this journey. You're going to absolutely love these chapters on the Old and the New Testament speaking, because it sort of reveals a little pattern as to exactly what God is going to do and what he's up to here in 2021.
And I love the fact that in your book, you speak from a spiritual standpoint when it comes to our nation. So for the United States of America, what spiritual forecast do you have for us in the year 2021?
Well, what I do is I break down the 50 states and the five regions. So Northeast, Southeast, Midwest, West, and Southwest, I give you states. And then for every one of those, I give you a prayer for that region, a book of the Bible for you to study for that region, a scripture for that region. I even give you like a state to watch in that region and a landmark to watch in that region, which is pretty cool, plus a city to watch. And then I tell you key months, you know, that are the months that you really need to sort of tune your ear into exactly what the Lord is wanting to do. And so then I give you a general word for America. And it is really another warning where we're living in the last days. We're living in not just the last days, but the last of the last days, and how judgment is not just going to come to the world, it's coming to the church. As a matter of fact, it's not just coming to the world first, it's coming to the church first. Mm-hmm. The Bible said that judgment will begin at the house of God. So before God deals with the world, he's going to deal with the church. Before God deals with the sinner, he's going to deal with the saint. And so I give you some commands that God had given me to give to people. For instance, real simple, just pray continually. Do not fear. Never stop learning. Listen, receive correction, don't fear, study the word, be courageous, stay positive, dream big, let go of your past, all of these things. And I sort of dissect each one, give you scriptures, talk about this word in the chapter where I prophesied over America. And it is a great chapter, but this is the year God's going to prepare his bride. He's going to prepare his church. You know, when I got married 22 years ago, my wife spent a lot of time getting ready to meet me that day. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like she just said, hey, you know what? I'm just going to get ready 10 minutes before the wedding. No, man, it was hour after hour after hour. She started at 6 o'clock in the morning for a 1:30, 2 o'clock wedding. And she's already beautiful. She didn't need to get ready. I tell her, you know, you don't need makeup. Makeup needs you. That's how pretty she is. But, you know, the bottom line is, I think we're not preparing the way we should. Mm-hmm. And so God is saying, get ready. This thing is coming. Don't allow your ears to be dull. And so the word for America is, hopefully you've taken advantage of 2020 to reset some things in your life and prioritize some things in your life, because you need to get ready. You need to understand, I'm coming, ready or not, here it comes. We're living in the last of the last days, and there's some things you need to do to prepare your heart for the coming of the Lord.
Oh, man, those are great words. And as you're speaking, I'm thinking to myself, like on that wedding day, how excited you are, especially the bride. She's really, like you said, she's putting in so much time and she's planned for it for so long. And as the church, we also should be getting excited and getting ourselves prepared for our Lord's coming, because we are about to meet him soon, face to face. He's coming back for us. And, you know, I've been doing a study recently in the book of Revelation. And in those first few chapters, in the letters to the seven churches, we see where the Apostle John writes, and he says, to the angel of the church. And many think that that angel is actually another way of saying to the pastor of a church. And he's giving warnings to those. And I think that this is a time for pastors out there. We are in an era in which so many, and I know pastoring is a very tough job, so I'm not trying to come down hard on pastors. I know you are a pastor, Pastor Bill, but there are so many out there that I see that give these soft, cushiony, feel-good messages to sort of give people a pep talk or a TED talk sort of thing. But we really need to be getting the people prepared and warning for the judgment that is coming for those who are not ready.
Yeah, I'm not here to scratch your ears and tickle, you know, your side and make you feel better. My job is to preach the truth. So I don't like weak, need, limp-wristed, wimpy preachers in the pulpit, because I think they only make better sinners out of people in the pew. And I wrote a book, actually. You may need to get it. I wrote a book on the seven churches of Revelation called The Revelation Generation. That's all about the first three chapters. And then I just finished a book last year that is about the Rapture Manifesto, what to do if you're left behind. It's a fantastic book. So I get what you're saying, and we got to quit playing games. We got to step up. We got to do what is necessary. We got to connect with the Lord, and we got to get serious, man. There's too many people immature. That's why this is a year of adults. Grow up, man, and quit playing games. Quit thinking you got time. Do what needs to be done in order to align yourself with God. If you want to be successful, you're not going to do it long term without being connected to the Lord.
You also mentioned in your book specific dates, places, and people to watch for in 2021. Can you share some of those with us?
Yeah, I give you like a whole chapter of preview, and it's really a cool chapter. I mean, people really love it, but I talk about the animal of the year, movies of the year to watch, places to watch for. I even talk about like the superfood. I give you a scripture of the year, the Bible story of the year, the word of the year. The word of the year is breakthrough, by the way. I give you the planet of the year, the state of the year, the sport of the year. And then I give you some, you know, different people and dates. I call them prophetic dates. And so like January 1st, February 3rd, February 21st, March 7th, March 23rd. I go through the whole year. I give you 21. And they're just dates for you to tune in your ear and listen to what the Lord wants to say, so you can be trained to, you know, hear from the Lord, not just on 21 different dates to you, but every day of the year. And so I give you those 21 dates. And then I also give you some people to watch for. For instance, it could be celebrities, it could be people you know or don't know. Trevor Lawrence is one of the people. He'll probably be the number one draft choice in the NFL. Robin Roberts, news anchor, Cristiano Ronaldo, Adele, first or second album was named 21. Bill Gates, Toby Mack, Mike Trout, Tom Cruise, Tom Brady, all these people I give you to watch. And so they're just going to, you know, be a part of the news. Be a part of the news cycle in 2021. And so it really is a fantastic book. It's a fun read. It's 140 pages filled with inspiration, information, divine revelation. If you want to know the plan of God for 2021, there's not a better book out there. There's not even a book similar to this on the market other than The Farmer's Almanac, which is all about the world and the weather. I give you stuff about the spirit. So if you want to know what God's up to, this is the book to get, The Prophetic Almanac for 2021.
Very, very interesting. Interesting indeed. Okay, so share with our listeners, if they want to get a copy of this book and your previous books that you've written, where can they find them?
Yeah, go to Amazon. You can download it on ebook Kindle. You can go to eBay. Man, we've been selling all kinds of books on eBay, believe it or not. And then you can go to PastorBillJenkins.org. So let me say it again, PastorBillJenkins.org. If you go there, you can get a copy of all my books, and I got tons of books. So like Resetting Your Life, Decoding Deity, if you want to understand how to unlock the mystery of names and numbers and colors and people of the Bible, Decoding Deity is a great book for you. I have the Rapture Manifesto. I've got the Revelation Generation, which is on the seven churches of Revelation. So tons of books there. If you go to PastorBillJenkins.org, you can get them all, including my brand new book, The 2021 Prophetic Almanac. But you can also connect with me on social media like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. And you can get my Minute That Matters. It's a 1 minute little video devotional every single day that I offer. And so no matter what, you know, platform you're on social media, it's out there. So go and check it out. It's 1 minute, 60 seconds. That's it. Just go check it out. And it's there. It's a new one every single day, Monday through Friday. And I know it'll be a blessing to you. So go and check it out today. Plus, when you go to PastorBillJenkins.org, we have 30-minute little radio programs that we do on the Prophetic Almanac. So they're all archived there, and you can listen to them absolutely free. So if you want to buy a book, listen to a radio program, if you want to connect with me on social media and get my 1 minute little video devotional, the best place to go is PastorBillJenkins.org.
And for anyone that is in the Rancho Cucamonga area of California, would like to be a part of your church, how can they do so?
Oh, man, yeah, please come by. We're about 30 minutes from L.A. Beautiful weather. I mean, today it's like 75. It's sunny. It's beautiful. We have such great weather here. That's why people like it. But we want to be known not for the weather. We want to be known for the power of the Holy Spirit. So come check us out at Deathland Christian Center. We're located in between two major freeways, the 10 and the 210 in Rancho Cucamonga, California. So you can go to deathlandcc.org and you can find out the information. Get the number. It's 909-727-3452 if you want more information. It's 909-727-3452. So call that number if you want more, or go to deathlandcc.org. But we'd love to have you come out and check us out at Deathland Christian Center, Sunday mornings at 10 and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
Oh, man, 75 degrees today. I'm envious because we are in the mid-30s and just had a light snow to come through this morning.
Oh, my goodness. No, it's beautiful here, my friend.
All right. Well, Pastor Bill, it is always a joy and an honor to have you on the program. I want to thank you so much for coming on to speak with us today, and many blessings to you and your ministry.
Thank you so much, man. I always appreciate being with you and always praying for you, Brian. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. And to our listeners, I want to thank you for joining us again. Please pick up this book. It is very interesting concerning 2021. There is significance in numbers, the Bible. God gives us a lot of messages through numbers, but we have to be aware of what is going on and see the meaning that God has placed there for us. So I want to thank you for tuning in. Please come back and join us next week. Until then, remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Bless God's great nation of Israel. And to the only wise God, be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen.
You've been listening to the Bible teacher Brian C. Thomas, founder and president of God First. Brian and God First reserve all copyright protection under applicable law. Our copyright policy is available at our website, godfirst.org. Until next time, remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, bless God's great nation of Israel, and seek first the kingdom of God.